Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Brian Meert, the CEO of Advertisement, a Hollywood-based digital advertising agency that specializes in helping successful companies advertise on Facebook. He's also the author of the bestseller, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. And Mr. Meert, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, it's exciting to be here, and I'm looking forward to our talk. And you know, hopefully I want to be able to provide value and resources to, you know, other business owners that are looking to help grow their businesses through Facebook ads and learn a little bit more about some of the options that are available to them.
I'm sure the audience is certainly anxious to hear what you have to say today and really appreciate your time as well. So for starters, what steps does one take to change the business or their business during a COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot has changed. And I mean, I think when it comes to, you know, businesses, it generally involves, you know, when you're going to your market, which is, you know, how customers interact with you, how they're able to transact with you. And I think the biggest thing with COVID is that, you know, the market changed. You know, a lot of people are unable to actually go, you know, governments or cities or states are locking down. There's a lot of uncertainty, you know, and so I think, you know, the first element in terms of what businesses should be doing is really, you know, figuring out where their market has moved to and be able to adapt. And I think that you've seen that with a lot of restaurants, you know, offering curbside pickup or outdoor seating. You know, there's a lot, you know, grocery stores are doing a lot more deliveries now than necessarily people coming in to pick things up. So I think for any business, it's really critical to look and be like, how are your customers ordering now? And how do you be able to still interact with them? You know, it felt like the world was kind of shutting down there for a little bit, but it didn't, and it adapted. And I think that's my advice for kind of businesses in this COVID world, which is there's a lot of craziness, and there's especially, you know, for retailers or people that have, you know, physical, you know, brick and mortar locations. I know it's been extremely tough, and it seems like COVID kind of did one of two things. It either kind of accelerated certain businesses that, you know, were kind of in a position that could do well in a COVID environment, or it really kind of put the brakes on some of the ones that were in, you know, other areas. And I think if you're in one of those areas where the brakes are on, you need to find ways to adapt and still be able to offer what your customers came to you in the first place, but just in a different way. Find a way that would you know, be valuable to them, or that you could be able to provide those services.
Thanks for that advice to lead things off here today. And yeah, it certainly has been a challenging year, and hopefully we're on the backside, or hopefully we've seen the worst of it. Let's put it that way. Along the lines of the first question, going through a pandemic, how does one transition their operations to a virtual team, which has definitely become popular these days?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the aspect of a virtual team is, I'm a big fan of working in an office with, you know, everyone there and the teamwork and the vibe and the energy. And so I know when, you know, COVID hit, it was especially difficult for me. You know, we're in Hollywood, and, you know, California was like, that's it. And Los Angeles said stay at home. And so we, you know, sent all the employees home and, you know, had them take their computers. And it was, for me, I was like, man, is this, you know, what's going on? And is it going to work? It's going to be so hard to manage everyone. And, you know, surprisingly enough, I think there's a lot of upsides that can happen out of that virtual environment, which is, you know, people don't necessarily need to commute. They're able to work a little bit more on flexible time that works for them. And I think, you know, being able to just stay connected. I mean, for anyone that's trying to transition, you know, the things that we did that I think were really successful are, one, you've got to have a tool to be able to connect with the people. You know, you can talk with them over phone, but a lot of times, you know, to get that kind of office environment, we use Zoom, which is, you know, one of the most popular, you know, video chat softwares. It seems like Zoom has just kind of become the winner out of all the options there. I know there's a lot of other video chat, you know, platforms, but it just seems like a lot of people have used it and they're familiar with it. They know how to share their screen, whereas a lot of other, you know, platforms like Google has one with meetups. They make you try to log in to a Google account first, and people are like, well, wait, I don't know where I'm at. And so I think Zoom's just been very good, and it's given us the ability to you know, meet face-to-face. We have team meetings every day where everyone's on at a certain period of time, and we just do really fast updates on what's going in our world. And even though it may not necessarily be, you know, the most productive of meetings, but I think it serves a purpose of everyone still realizes there's a whole other group of people that are working to move the company forward, even though I'm by myself throughout the whole day. The other thing that I use Zoom a lot for is side-by-side meetings, or what I call tag team. So, you know, we'll be working on, you know, helping a client build out their ads. And a lot of times I will work side-by-side with other people on our team, and I'll say, hey, let's all jump in. What are we working on? And, you know, we're not necessarily looking at the screen at each other, but we're all working on our project while we talk out loud. Hey, I'm going to take on this area and I'll fix it up. You work on that. Even sometimes when we work in Google spreadsheets, if we're writing an article or putting some content together or building a strategy, we'll work in the same document as we're all talking. And so we can hear each other and people will share their feedback. And so it still has that team element of being together without necessarily being in the same room.
Yeah, certainly some interesting information. It sounds pretty clear it's working out well for you. Now, on another note, how has COVID-19 affected Facebook or even digital advertising?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. You know, since COVID kind of came out, it's been a roller coaster. For anyone that's advertising on Facebook, you know, it's a bidding platform. So, you know, if there's 100 people wanting to display ads, that, you know, it's, you're going to be bidding against those other 100 people. If there's 1,000 people, there's a million other advertisers trying to get in front of those eyeballs. You can imagine that, you know, pricing goes up and down based on that demand. So, I mean, when COVID first hit, you know, I think a lot of people hit the brakes on advertising, which is usually pretty common. You know, if there's, you know, an event or, you know, stock market crash or uncertainty, a lot of businesses pull back on advertising. It's one of the easiest things to kind of hit the brakes on. And so we saw that the CPMs dropped quite a bit because there just wasn't as much competition. And I think as we went through that initial COVID, people realized, you know, I can still order online. They were staying at home. They were getting stimulus checks. And so e-commerce did incredibly well during those times, very similar to kind of the holidays, but for a longer period of time that a lot of people were just at home ordering, you know, shopping, looking at stuff while they were, you know, waiting to be able to go back to work or waiting to see what kind of happened. And so I think e-commerce did very well, and that kind of drove the prices back up over a period of time. They bounced around a little bit, and now we're noticing, you know, the prices are starting to increase in terms of, you know, kind of building up into the holiday season. There was an ad boycott by a lot of the major brands that said, you know, we don't want our ads to be next to, you know, messages that may support, you know, things that are bad in the world. And so they went back to Facebook and said, we're going to pause our ads until we can work together to resolve this. And so a lot of those advertisers are coming back now. And I think that is what's kind of leading the price to start to rise back up. It's usually common for the advertising cost to be a little bit more expensive around the holiday season. I think with this year, we're noticing it go up a little bit earlier. I'd say probably a couple weeks to a month earlier than normal as people kind of flood back in and realize that this is – I think it's really just an ideal time for online shopping. It's worked out very, very well for kind of e-commerce as people are staying at home trying to be safe, but they still want to be able to buy the things that they need or things that they want. And so I would predict that, you know, through this holiday season – e-commerce will be probably one of the strongest years it's ever been, because I think just the retail component has been kind of taken out of that equation, where just less, there's not a lot of people shopping in stores or at anywhere near the levels of what it was before.
You made some solid points right there, and I totally believe you're correct 100%. Today we're joined by Brian Miert. He is the CEO of Advertisement, a Hollywood-based digital advertising agency that specializes in helping successful companies advertise on Facebook. He's also the author of the bestseller, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can a business use online advertising to grow their business? I'm sure That's the big question folks want to hear the response to right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, for anyone out there that, you know, is running a business, you 100% should be running online ads. And the two biggest platforms where you can run digital ads right now are Google and Facebook. And you know, we work with clients who are running ads on both. Both have capabilities. They're very different, like two different tools, like, you know, a hammer and a saw. You know, you use them both to build a house, but you use them for different reasons. They're both incredible tools, incredibly powerful. And I think, you know, some of the things that I've seen, you know, there's people that are very advanced with their ads. There's people that are very basic. You know, one of the things that I'm seeing as people are trying to grow their businesses is a lot of times they accept, you know, individuals running their ads and putting them kind of on autopilot, which is, you know, they're just pushing a button and say, hey, here we are. The ads will just run. And what we've seen is that that is, can often be one of the most costly mistakes, because there needs to be individuals watching over those numbers, watching as things change. Both those ad platforms are built to make money for the ad platforms. They're not built to make money for your business. You have the ability to use it, but you need to make sure you understand what you're doing, or you most likely will be overpaying for your ads. And a lot more can, you know, other bad things can happen from there. But I think, you know, some of the ways that people can use these tools that we're seeing that are being incredibly successful are, you know, the segmentation of your audiences. So, you know, it's no longer do we show an ad just to everyone and say, hey, come buy this product. We do a lot with segmenting audiences, people that are very interested in it or people that have visited your website versus people that maybe don't know anything about your product. And we create different ads and different videos that would help a person in that position, you know more about your company and why they should care. You know, the one size ad for everyone doesn't really work anymore in the world of digital. You need to have ads that are tailored towards people's questions or their needs or where they are in the buying cycle. And so that's really important. I think some of the other things that people can use are tools like dynamic creatives or dynamic product ads. These are both very incredible, powerful tools that really, you know, these tools used to cost thousands and thousands of dollars per month for you to be able to utilize them. And now they're free right inside of these platforms, which is where if you look at a product on a website and then leave, you know, a lot of times you can be able to show an ad or create an ad dynamically that has that product just to that specific user as a reminder saying, hey, here was what you were looking at. But they're incredibly effective. They have an incredible return on ad spend. But a lot of times advertisers don't know about those to be able to set them up. And I would think that maybe the last thing I would say is more creative, you know, especially in the world of Facebook. Their entire algorithm is built around keeping users there. And so what they don't want advertisers to do is to upload an ad and leave that ad there for the next couple of years. So they've built a system that will, if you leave an ad there, they will charge you more and more and more over time. And so what they want is new creatives, new things that are coming in front of the customers that they haven't seen before that make Facebook an interesting place for people to continually come. And so it's something that we've really seen that, you know, not every advertiser pays the same price for their ads on Facebook. The ones that are doing a lot more with creatives often pay much, much less, sometimes less than half of what their competitors might be paying simply because they're putting in new creatives.
That is some super information right there and most helpful as well. Thanks for that. Now, what are the latest Facebook trends for 2021? What should we be looking for?
There's a couple of big ones that are kind of on the horizon. You know, the first one is Facebook released Facebook Shops, you know, earlier this year, which is something where people can look and browse products and be able to buy it directly right on Facebook. You know, we're starting to see more people test that feature and start to bring that to Facebook audiences. So if you haven't set yours up yet, it's something that you may want to look into doing. Another area that's really big with a lot of controversy around it is the new update to iOS, iOS 14, now has features where it allows consumers to say what they want apps to, if they want apps to be able to track them, or what the apps are actually doing with their information. So, you know, a lot of times apps like Facebook, they're tracking your location, They're tracking, you know, what you type in as text. They're tracking the images you upload, the videos you upload, the websites you visit. And so when people see this and they now have the option to say, do you want me to be able to track it? A lot of people will opt out. And so this could mean that Facebook will have a more difficult time, or many advertisers will have a more difficult time being able to target the exact consumer that they want. Now, I think Facebook has a lot of information on consumers. So I think even if a segment of that is taken away, they still have a lot of past data on every user and what they've done. So I think they'll be okay, but it's something that, you know, as this rolls out and as more people start to use it, a lot of, you know, advertisers are unsure about what to expect from results moving forward. And then the last one would be kind of, you know, the increasing CPM cost. You know, Facebook, you know, as they continue to grow, they charge more for their ads. And this kind of comes into what I spoke on earlier, which is the big trend that we're seeing is for, you know, businesses to double down or triple down on the creatives that they're creating and uploading as ads to Facebook. And when they do that a lot more frequently, they're able to get ad cost much, much lower than their competitors. And I talk a lot about this in my book. It's called The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. You can find it on Amazon. And I go into a lot more detail in a lot of these topics about how businesses can kind of build a strategy and get the most out of Facebook so that the money goes into their pocket and not necessarily directly into Mark Zuckerberg.
Mr. Mir, really appreciate your joining us here today. Fantastic information shared and most helpful as well. And I'm sure you've inspired a few folks out there tuning in. No doubt about that. It's inspiring to hear what you've shared for me personally. So thanks for that. Where can listeners get more information on Advertisement, and also how can they be in touch?
Yeah, you can visit our website. It's advertisement.com, or give us a call at 844-236-4686.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Mirt, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Mirt, the CEO of Advertisement, a Hollywood-based digital advertising agency that specializes in helping successful companies advertise on Facebook, and author of the bestseller, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. And once again, for more information, visit advertisement.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.